For those who want to follow, we're in Sharon Betfilah on page Pei Gimel. We're going to pick it up on page Pei Gimel. And again, we've been discussing this theme. If anyone wants a copy of the Sefer, it's right here. We've been discussing the theme of Kriya. We're in the section where Pinkus has been developing the idea of calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by name. Not relating to Hashem generically, not relating to Hashem out of convenience, but having a personal relationship. When you use someone's name, you're making a personal connection. And we last spoke about the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav developed this idea of bitachon, that there are different levels and different layers of bitachon, and that the exercise of bitachon itself, habotech b'Hashem chesed yisov avenu, by gufa, reaching out to Hashem and positioning oneself, recognizing that Hashem is the source of the solution to our challenges, chesed yisov avenu, that in itself is a catalyst for bringing chesed. So bitachon, the exercise of expressing bitachon, if you identify that your parent is the one who can take care of you, your parent's more predisposed to take care of you. You see a doctor and say, you're the greatest specialist, I heard you're the only one who can care for me, for my child. That doctor, after hearing themselves position described in that way, is going to be more predisposed to try to help in that way. So said the Brisker Rav, by calling out to Hashem specifically in that way, Hashem, you are my father, you are the only one, calling out by name, then Hashem is more predisposed to answer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us in different ways. Right? Lastly, Rav Pinkus described the idea that when we talk about the notion of Hashkacha, we talk about the notion of Hashem relating to us, divine providence. Divine providence is not one sweeping idea. Yeah, Hashem takes care of every detail of our life. But there are different nuances within divine providence, and different layers and depths of providence. Kach darchei hashkacha mischalkos lefi magvan sugei hachasadim v'ashefa min hashemayim. Parnasa, bonim, refuah, siyata d'shmaya, l'torah v'chulei. You talk about Hashem being of assistance. So Hashem's interaction with us in the world of providing livelihood, or children, or good health, or giving us inspiration in our own learning, each of these are different expressions of God's interaction within our life. So it says Rav Pinkus, it's inaccurate, it's a mistake to make a sweeping notion that God either interacts in our life or doesn't interact in our life. There's the way He interacts in our life. He interacts in our life one way in terms of our livelihood. He can interact in our life a different way in terms of our health, in terms of our children, and so on. And shekol shefa v'shefa hayored min hashemayim humikoach midam yuchedes l'sug zu shel shefa. Every flow, every influence that comes down from heaven to us in our life comes from a different place. So it's possible God is influencing our livelihood, but there's not the same intensity and influence in our children. It's possible He's influencing our health, and there's not the same intensity of influence in our learning. We have to recognize and identify Kadosh Baruch Hu's capacity in each of these areas, and only when we acknowledge the differences, the distinctions of His capacity to influence each of these areas, will He in fact influence. So each of these sources of influence in our life from Hashem has its own name. So to just say, Hashem help me, right? Which by the way, if you just daven Shmona Esrei the Amidah, and you don't add anything personal, so in the past we've given this analogy, it's like giving a greeting card to your wife on an anniversary and you didn't bother signing it. You handed the blank greeting card. So it's nice, okay, you made the effort, you stopped at the drugstore, you picked up the card, I'm sure you score some points on the birthday of the anniversary, but she's going to look at it and say, what? You couldn't sign your name, you couldn't even underline at least a couple words that the other person wrote, you couldn't add your own message to it. It's very impersonal. And therefore, while it means something, you made a little effort, it's not very impactful. When we say the Amidah and we don't add something personal, we're sending God a generic greeting card. And we haven't signed our name. We haven't made it personal to our life. So when you make it personal to your life, you're showing Hashem that you really believe He's the one who answers us in these different ways. And when we insert different needs within the different brachos of the Amidah, we are calling out by name. We're identifying Baruch Aleinu, Rifa'enu, Shmakoleinu, Ashiva Shavteinu. We're identifying God as the source of influence in each of these specific distinct areas. The Tzadikei Olam, says Rav Pinkus, knew the Sod Hashem. They knew the secret. They understood God's name, meaning the distinct way that He influences us in different ways. This is the splendor, this is the glory of davening. Davening in its full glory is not giving God an empty greeting card. Davening in its full glory is not making some sweeping, "Hey God, please help me," generically. Davening in its height, in its glory, says Rav Pinkus, is when you call God by name. God, the God of Parnassah, the God of Bonim, the God of Siyata D'Shmaya and Torah, the God of good health, the God of all these different areas of our life. When you identify Him by name as the source of help in each of the specific distinct areas, God is more predisposed to answer. HaMedrash HaTfilas Moshe Rabbeinu Ba'osa Shoh HaKorah Kosh Baruch Hu Be'Behalav Amar Lam Malchi HaSharis Redu Be'Behalav V'Nalu Koshari Rakiya V'Rakiya Shegavra Kol HaTfilah Klapei Malo U'Bikshu La'alos HaRakiya V'Nei Kol Tfiloso Shal Moshe Shais HaTfiloso Doma L'Cherev Shekorei V'Chotich V'Einu Ma'akiv Shais HaTfiloso Me'ein Shem HaMafurash Shal Omed Mizan Gangdel Rav V'Sofer B'Nei Marom. Says the Medrash, the Tfilah of Moshe, which he learned from some mystical power, the Sofer of B'Nei Marom, Moshe's prayer had the power of a knife. It cut like a knife. It cut open the locked gates. Umavur shekasher maskirin Hashem v'koshek en shema mafurah shemahuso mafarish ad kama sheefsha rov tuva yisbarach habilti baltachlas haritfilah zudoma lecherev shekoras v'chotechas ve'ein ma'akev ba'ada. When you call out by name, it's piercing. It's penetrating. It is the capacity to reach areas that nothing else could reach. When you use someone's name, it's personal. Right, so Rav Pinkus has said, if you just yell out, "Hey, somebody help me," nobody's going to stop and help you. If you see a policeman and you yell, "Policeman, help me, that's your job," he's more likely to help you because you've identified him by name, that's his job. If you happen to know the policeman and you call out his name, "Hey, Bob the policeman, my neighbor, I need your help," he's even more likely to help you. Right? If you call out your father, if you said, "Hey, could you give me some money?" May or may not give you money. If you say, "Hey, Dad, who loves me, who cares for me," he's going to be more likely. So when you call HaKadosh Baruch Hu by name, which doesn't just mean, you know, the different names of Hashem, but it means, by name means, I understand, God, you're the God of Parnassah. I understand you're the God of good health. I understand you're the God who's the solution to this problem and that problem. The nuanced different ways in which Hashem is the solution. When you call out by name, like the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Acherev HaKoraz V'Choteches, it's penetrating and piercing. It cuts to the heart of the matter. It gives us access to answers we otherwise would never have access to. We'll stop here. Have a fantastic day.